midnight rectory, we jiggle juice frisking under the marquee. The peacocks are strutting behind velvet rope, sipping away on the heavenly dope.
That was Down at the Midnight Rectory off of the Alleluia, the Devil's Carnival soundtrack. I'm so excited. On October 18th, I get to go watch it at Downtown Independent in Los Angeles. This is Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at dysfunctional.com. And even though I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, I've decided to do a podcast. Okay, so this podcast is basically going to be just a little of what's been going on. If you go to dysfunctional.com, which is my blog, you get to hear Dysfunctional Podcast 6, my interview with singer-songwriter Malia Grace, which she is going to have her debut EP out on October 29th. So check out the interview. Motorhead's Motorboat, the loudest boat in the world, gets even louder in its second year with bands like Slayer, Anthrax, Suicidal Tendency, Hatebreed, Exodus, and so many more that joined Motorboat for their 40th year of rock and roll on board Norwegian Sky. They departed on September 28th. And came back on October 2nd from the port Miami. A small recap of Minecraft Story Mode went up on dysfunctional.com. If you haven't heard it, Dysfunctional Podcast 5 is about my experience going to the world premiere in LA and getting to walk the red carpet. So you should go check it out, hear what I have to say. World-renowned photographer Jeremy Safer announces his first ever gallery, Heroes, Villains, and Monsters. Jeremy Safer Photography celebrates 10 years with their newest gallery, Heroes, Villains, and Monsters, which will feature portraits of Alice Cooper, Rob Zombie, Doyle Wolfgang Van Frankenstein, Corey Taylor, Kerry King, Chiss Motionless, Ash Costello, Kirk Hammett, Christina Sabia, and so many more. Go check it out if you're in Northampton, Massachusetts, at the Sam's Pizzeria and Cafe located at 235 Main Street. Also, Bass Player Live announced Rob Trujillo, Mike Watt, and Steve Bailey will join them for the 2015 lineup on November 7th and 8th in Los Angeles. Metallica bassist Rob Trujillo will be presenting a Bass Player Lifetime Achievement Award to Motorhead's Lemmy Kilmister live at their concert on November 7th. Also, I got to check out Pan. Pan is actually a pretty good movie. It's a little weirdly cartoony at points, yet it's kind of also complex. So I'm not sure what kind of audience this will reach. I'm not sure if children will like it. I'm not too sure adults will like it. But it's definitely a very beautifully shot movie and very interesting story. Band performance times have been revealed for Monster Energy Aftershock Festival. The Aftershock Festival was California's biggest rock festival, which will feature performances from Slipknot, Faith No More, Deftones, Shinedown, Jane's Addiction, Marilyn Manson, Coheed and Cambria, Stone Temple Pilots, and so many more. This festival takes place at Gibson Ranch near Sacramento, California on October 24th and 25th. The Paranormal Activity team will be honored at Screamfest Horror Film Festival. Oren Paley will receive the Trailblazer Award, and Jason Blum will accept the Future Icon Award on behalf of Blumhouse Productions. Paranormal Activity is a great franchise, and their newest film, The Ghost Dimension, comes out October 22nd. Once again, the music was from Alleluia, the Devil's Carnival. If you want to find out more information about them, you could check out their website, thedevilscarnival.com, Facebook, .com/thedevilscarnival, or their Twitter at Devil's Carnival. Check out dysfunctional.com. You'll get to read all the full information on everything I talked about here. Follow me on social media, Twitter and Instagram at dysfunctional, Facebook dysfunctional LA, Tumblr dysfunctional.tumblr.com, YouTube.com/dysfunctional, and Audio Boom for more podcasts and interviews coming soon. Lordy, oh Lordy, hey Lordy, my Lord.